This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Ed Orcutt, mayor of Brook Park, just joined us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Also, over the weekend, Chris Ronayne, the Cuyahoga County executor, joined Daryl on Sunday and talked about a number of things. We might get back to that in a little bit. But Ed was succinct, to the point, and very much non-emotional about trying to help Northeast Ohio, Brook Park in particular, about trying to land,
They're trying to build something.
They're trying to do it. And, you know, it comes back to the investment. It comes back to all kinds of things that are going on here. And we'll see how this thing finally plays out. June 30th seems to be the big day. We'll find out if there's state funding. If the state decides not to fund on June 30th, then where do we go? We got two sides that kind of hate each other, too, right? I don't feel a whole lot of
Which
love.
Which two?
Well, you've got the county and the city, and then you've got the Browns. And if you're the Browns, like, you're listening to, you're getting shredded by the city, even though you wanted to try to be here inside the city. That didn't work. And I mean, I can understand the passion of the mayor, and I also understand, you know, I understand where Chris Ronayne's coming from to a point. I still think the county just kind of needs to sit back and watch and see how everything played out. I mean, I understand that.
You mean the development of a big complex and stadium that would be in Cuyahoga County?
Yeah, like they don't. Yeah. Like, does the county lose if it goes to Brook Park?
I'm not going to speak for anybody. I'm assuming that many folks thought is that what's best for the region would be a strong major city in the region. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That a strong Cleveland means the whole region is strong. And I think there's some validity to that. But I also think there's some validity to $2 billion being invested from private funds in our community. And you said this earlier, and you're absolutely right. People don't want to hear this. Other stadiums have been privately financed completely. Would that be okay then if it was all privately financed and built in Brook Park? Would people still be throwing hissies that it's not going to be in downtown Cleveland?
I don't know. Does anyone complain about Dallas? Because it's not in Dallas.
No.
Does anyone complain about New England? Because it's not in Boston. But then again, they are New England.
You want to throw Buffalo in there?
Buffalo's not in downtown Buffalo. Mm-hmm. And by the way, Buffalo's downtown has got some energy to it. There's no question. But I do think that energy comes from the Sabres.
Who knows where Chicago puts theirs?
Yeah, we don't know where that's going to go. Debatable. How far away is Inglewood from downtown L.A.?
Got me.
I mean, I'm just thinking of all these other places. Seattle's in Seattle. Denver's kind of on the not exactly downtown. I'm just looking at all. I'm thinking of the stadiums that are all out there and how many of them are directly downtown. Philly's not directly downtown. I'm just going through my head. Cincinnati is. We all know that. Indianapolis is, and Indianapolis has a roof. Roman is in Canton. Hi, Roman.
Hello, Roman.
What's up, fellas? How we doing?
Good, good. I'm really looking forward to June 30th so we can get some kind of resolution on this. I'll be honest with you.
And you hope that is a defining moment where it's like, okay, this is how we can move forward. But how much faith do you have that it will? You know,
I think the state sees things a lot different than the city and the county do. I do.
Yeah, that's fair. I think this thing all boils down to egos. If you want me to be honest, I see all sides and the pros and cons to having it downtown, to having it in Brook Park, to having a dome, to having not yada, yada, yada. I get that. I think the dysfunction of the situation all comes down to egos and money. Obviously, when it comes to politics, that's all it comes down to. That's all politics is egos and money anyways.
Mm-hmm.
But I wonder how much of this dysfunction at the top, because this is at the top of the organization, it is the tippy top of the organization, how much of that dysfunction is going to trickle down to the team? And you can say that Stefanski is a very stoic man who, you know, keeps the guys on a day-to-day basis and blocking out the big stuff and that sort of thing. But a track record of Jimmy Haslam's ownership shows that dysfunction is normal. That's a normal part of his organization in Cleveland. And how much of that is going to trickle down to the team and onto the field? Because as fans, that's all we care about. We care about a football team being out there that is something that we can be proud of. We could watch it be played, you know, down here in Canada, Hall of Fame. We can watch it be played anywhere else in the state. If they're winning games, nobody cares about where it's at.
I agree with that. So, I think people are losing. Like all the people that are saying, well, if they go to Brook Park, I'm done.
Yeah.
Just like everybody buried the Cavs for 20 years.
And the baseball team changed their name that was sold out last night, right? They were never going again. Yeah.
Exactly. And they could puff their chests out and, you know, hold that sort of, you know, that pride over what's going to happen. But at the end of the day, if the team is winning, that's all we care about. And, guys, we don't have any sort of light at the end of the tunnel with this football team. I'm sorry. I think that the dysfunction is now normal, and we're so used to it that it's just, you know, we have to find other things to get worked up about and get upset about. But if we're not winning, then who cares where they're at?
Good point. Roman, thank you. Appreciate it. Jason, you're next up. You're in Cleveland. Hi, Jason.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good. Hello, Jason.
So I think there's two main points that I haven't really heard addressed much here. Is that the first one is that the polls show that the greater region prefers by a 2-1 margin that it stay downtown. And then the second point is that all peer-reviewed research shows that any publicly funded stadium will lose money. So it doesn't matter kind of how much money Haslam's throwing into it if we are going to get a negative return on our investment either way.
So why would the city want to be involved if they know that it's going to lose money? Why wouldn't the city want to wash their hands of it so they wouldn't lose any more money? Based on what you just said.
Well, I mean, I think the city's hope was, I think part of the reason why they didn't want to develop it is because the engineering audits say that the stadium's in fine shape. So why not have it paid off and just ride out your paid off asset for a while? Like, what was the rush to get something new as soon as it's paid off? Because it would make money all of a sudden. We're finally paying it off in 2 years.
Yeah.
Supposedly it's below standards for the NFL. Yeah. I've always said, Jason, if you just want to go watch a football game, it's a great place to watch a football game. I believe that. However, in the NFL today, owners seem to want more than that. Some cities want more than that. Fans want more than that. And that's where this is. And the lease is up in 2028. So, I mean, there's clearly a line, okay, figure something out before 2028. And that hasn't been figured out yet.
So, Jason,
when the polls say, like when the polls are like 29% only in favor of the dome, like you would expect the politicians to represent like what?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The people have said... So,
I mean, I'll give you
like, the way I see it is that Jimmy's kind of like, I don't care what you guys want. Not only that, I'm going to make you pay for it. And then I'm also going to price out most of you fans.
Jason, let me ask you, and I am not familiar with the poll you're talking about. What area has been polled for that?
Channel 19 commissioned a large study. So for 1,000 people, but it, if you look at the demographics, it's actually representative of the county as a whole. Like, so
the county as a whole, or the county or
the greater region? Okay. The greater region, even outside the county. Okay. And the highest support you got was out of Lorain, 37%. That was the highest number.
Jason, let me ask you a question. Do you enjoy the stadium and do you enjoy the arena? Just curious.
Oh, I love it. I'm a season ticket holder. Yeah. I go every game. I've gone for years. It's affordable. It hits everything I need as a Browns fan.
Yeah, I'm not talking about, I'm sorry, not about the Browns. I'm talking about the Guardians and the Cavaliers. Do you enjoy those venues?
Yes, I do.
So this wasn't public opinion. This was an actual vote. 50%, almost 50% of the people didn't want to approve a syntax to keep that there. If that syntax had not passed, the Indians then would have been gone. They would have been in Tampa, or they might have been, what was the other site, Jeff?
New Orleans.
So, I mean, when we talk about these polls and polling, I mean, that's a fact that 50%, 49 point something percent did not want either one of those venues. Ask yourself today if you like either one of those. I'm just curious because, I mean, you look at the polling, that's polling. This is actual voting that saved those teams from saying there.
Where would they have gone?
They were ready for Tampa. That the dome was already ready to play. They were ready to leave. They were gone. And then
the distinction is that we have existing assets now. It would be different if there were no stadium, then sure.
Well, no, we had an asset.
Then it's a loss leader.
No, but we did have a stadium then. I mean, that was just the whole point. Thank you, Jason. Appreciate it. I buy the second part, the survey stuff. I mean, and I've heard that too. I've heard that before, that people are saying that, you know, the fans, I think if you ask anyone, they would tell you they want it to be in Cleveland proper. We get it. Any chance we can just move that line and split some money with Brook Park and call it a day? What happens if the Browns decide to pay for the whole thing? Then what's the complaint?
You know what I think would be really cool? We've talked about that area, catty corner from the ballpark, for years. It'd be great to see a dome stadium there. I think that would be really cool. And it would grow the city of Cleveland and everything else. Why hasn't the city, and if they have, I'm guessing they haven't said it loud enough. I keep waiting for the city of Cleveland to roll out an idea, a plan, here's how you can build exactly what you want in the city of Cleveland. I've not heard that. Where you can put it here. Here's how we can get it done. All I keep hearing from the city of Cleveland is renovate the old place. Oh, and by the way, we're gonna do the lakefront too. I've been hearing that my whole life. We're going to build up the lakefront. Well, the stadium is sitting in the way.
Didn't
Chris, so why are we going to put $500 million into the old place, fix it up, do it again in 15 years when it needs renovated again, and build up the lakefront? There's just so much. I mean, the city, I think, needs to, you want it here? Think out of the box. Come up with an idea and work with the Haslams, who are going to donate private funds as part, along with tax dollars. I mean, you want it without tax dollars? Good luck. Let's be honest about that. Good luck to you. It's just, to me, odd that the city hasn't rolled out, hey, here's, we can build everything you want right here. So, I had somebody email me. Yeah. Why would you want to develop stuff and put businesses and hotels outside of the city of Cleveland? Why? Because the city's not giving you the opportunity to build it downtown right now. At least I haven't heard the plan. Mm. And we sit here every day. And do people want to go downtown to do the stuff that the Haslams think they would want to go to Brook Park to do?
Yeah. So here, like Chris Ronayne said this, Cut 9, Mayor, that he talked about lakefront development if the Browns stay downtown.
Lakefront development and housing development of the lakefront happens faster with the stadium here. And that may sound really illogical to some people.
That really does.
Ask the Waterfront Development Corporation Director, Scott Skinner. Ask him about that. The other thing is, we've got 25 acres north that are ready to go now.
That's the parking lot, right?
Yeah, that's right. Okay. That's right. It should not be parking. A sea of flat surface parking on the lakefront is the lowest use. But the plan we did for the Haslams, and I was one of the ones who helped commission it, shows parking on the south side of Burke for exactly that. It is something that is who we are. Tailgating is who we are. And I agree with that. It's just those acres to the north of the stadium aren't necessarily best used on any given year just for that, because of what you hold off.
There isn't a whole lot of land there north of the stadium to the lake. I mean, it's a parking lot.
Stadium's on a lake.
Well, I mean, there is a little bit of land though.
Yeah, between I know. There and there. It's a parking lot.
I get that.
Lakefront development. Where's it been?
Well, Chris has always talked about lake. I mean, that's been one of his big platforms. So yeah,
and I'm not blaming Chris. I don't know Chris Ronayne, and he's trying to do his job to the best that he can. I get the idea of lakefront development. I've just heard about it for decades. I mean, the stadium is sitting there. Apparently, we can't develop around a stadium, because if we could, we already would have. We had a brand new stadium, Andy, 25 years ago. Let's develop around it. Nope, we didn't do that. Well, it was brand new.
Yeah, I know.
Make it the centerpiece of everything. You put in a science center. You put in a Rock Hall. You got rid of Frank's. Why didn't it happen then?
The Mather's
then?
There. What do you want,
Why
Jeff?
Didn't it happen then?
Well, they finally got rid of some of the, I don't know, what were they, storage areas on the other side, and then they kind of cleaned up that parking lot that they have on the other side now.
Anybody else with me? I loved parking in the parking lot next to the stadium on the cinders and walking into an Indians game. That was just beautiful.
So, I don't know if you know this, but between the railroad tracks and the stadium, which is still there, my dad, you know, I've talked about this a million times. My dad ran a little scoreboard at the stadium. And so when we would go down from the games, he would grab a couple pennies before we would leave.
Put them on the tracks?
No. He would grab a couple pennies or anything he could, some rocks. And then I'd be like, what are you doing? And he goes, just wait. And so when we would go to park, because he was in employee parking down there, he would take them and he would throw them away from the car when we got out of the car to what? Get the rats out. To get the rats to make sure that there were no rats around the car when we were walking out of the parking lot. Just saying. That's your city. Just saying. It was a long time ago, though. Let's come back. Other stuff to talk about. And we'll continue on with the Browns if you want. But I think we're going to head in a different direction, especially with Omar Vizquel joining us at 1 o'clock. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grade, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.